And what about the youngsters' book?
Well, for children, I've gone for quite an unusual little book. It's called Mango and Bam Bang, The Not a Pig. I found that title quite difficult to remember over the weeks, but it's got a very beautiful, distinctive cover of purple and white stripes, and then it's really lovely illustrations. So it's written by a writer called Polly Faber, and the illustrator is Clara Vuliami. And I think she's the daughter of Shirley Hughes. Might need to check that. But so she's got a good pedigree behind her. And this is for children aged 4 to 7, and it's something that's really lovely for adults to read to children as well. So it's beautifully packaged, a nice little hardback with a lovely cover, and throughout there are delightful pictures illustrating the story of a little girl called Mango who knows her own mind. She's quite feisty, quite strident young girl, and stands out for right and wrong, you know, against wrong. And she comes across Bam Bam, which is a Malaysian tapir who often gets mistaken for a pig, and he gets lost in the city. So Mango takes him under her wing, and the two become friends, and of course they embark on lots of adventures together and eat lots of banana pancakes. So it's really funny, it's very sweet, it's illustrated throughout, as I said, very beautifully, and in fact there are 4 distinct stories about their adventures, but obviously interlinked. So it's nice sort of bedtime reading, actually, because they're very good length to read. And of course there are going to be other books planned to follow as well. So I think it's a lovely book for bedtime, and so for a child to be read to, but also for the children that are starting to read as well, because the beautiful illustrations help you along.
Brilliant. So it'll move from one to the other. So that's Mango and Bam Bang, The Not a Pig by Polly Faber and Clara Vuliami.